over the South Australian border in the state of New South Wales. 65,000 hectares make up Scotia Sanctuary. This was the last land taken up to Rara joining Ennisvale. Then in the 90s work began to make it fairer free. This is Scotia country for the birds and the animals, bushes and trees. It defies description with just words, it's the biggest of sanctuaries. Back in the early 1800s there were species now so rare. Booties and bilbies roamed in thousands, predators were few. Wallabies such as bridal now, Taumala and the rufous hare, lived in the safety of the bush, the Scotia land they knew. This is Scotia country for the birds and the animals, bushes and trees. It defies description with just words, it's the biggest of sanctuaries. Introduced rabbits, cats and foxes, native wildlife can't combat. Therefore the birds and creatures lost the homeland that they knew. Then when the clearing of the mallee helped destroy the habitat, we were deprived of many species, let's revive a few. This is Scotia country for the birds and the animals, bushes and trees. It defies description with just words, it's the biggest of sanctuaries. Now with the feral fence erected, native wildlife you will see. Even the bilbies, mallee, fowl and black-eared miners too. You can see reds and greys and euros, bridle now, tawallaby. Maybe the stick nest rats and whaleys will perform for you. This is Scotia country for the birds and the animals, bushes and trees. It defies description with just words, it's the biggest of sanctuaries. Scotia has days with scorching sun to contrast with the morning freeze. You can see geckos on the tree trunks glowing in the night. Looking at pine-clad red sand ridges, Scotia bush and mallee trees. 65,000 hectares make a fascinating sight. This is Scotia country for the birds and the animals, bushes and trees. It defies description with just words, it's the biggest of sanctuaries. It defies description with just words, it's the biggest of sanctuaries.